Your sister asked you to do her a favor.
She freed her sister's boyfriend from jail.
He said thank you and that he would pay me back.
How can I call her? I didn't have a cell phone, Your Honor. I just got out of jail.
But she wasn't doing it for free.
It was a verbal contract.
No, you did not have a verbal contract.
Now, can mom come to the rescue?
I treated him like he was a son, and he's gonna sit here and lie.
Are you a lawyer? Are you a lawyer?
No, but I know
no.
a little bit.
No, you don't.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Chantel Johnson and her sister, 23-year-old Candace, are suing Chantel's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Devin Portis, for bail money.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 502 on the calendar, the matter of Johnson versus Portis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
All right. Who was the girlfriend?
Me.
What's your first name?
Chantel Johnson. Me, Chantel.
This is your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your first name?
Candace.
You claim your sister paid money to bail him out of jail and to pay for a lawyer for him.
Yes.
He says he doesn't owe anybody any money. So, Candace.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me how it came about that you posted bail for Mr. Portis and paid money for a lawyer for him? Who spoke to you and when?
I spoke with my sister.
When did you speak to your sister?
Sometime during the time while he was in jail.
Give me a month and year.
October, maybe November also of 2008.
Were you in jail October, November of 2008, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
It was a criminal trespassing on a residence.
Was it a burglary or a trespass?
Just a trespass. Someone see me coming out, like, out the backyard and they called the police. They thought I was burglarizing the place, but I wasn't. So they...
How long were you there? In jail?
In jail? A month and a half.
Go ahead. So your sister called you in October or November of 2008 and...
Yes, ma'am. She asked me if I had any money to help him out with lawyer fees and the bail. I told her I would think about it. Devin kept asking, supposedly.
No. I don't want to know anything other than conversations you had directly with somebody.
Okay.
So right now you're having a direct conversation with your sister.
We continue to have this conversation about it.
You and your sister?
Me and my sister. I told her I would think about it, kept telling her I would think about it. I paid the lawyer fees.
And when did you do that?
In November 13th.
Okay. And what's next?
I was asked to pay for the bail.
By your sister?
By my sister.
And did you do that?
Yes, I did.
How much did you pay?
$2,000.
And how much did you pay the lawyer?
$2,500.
And then what happened?
And then he got out of jail and...
When did he get out of jail?
November 24th, 2008.
Okay, go ahead.
He got out of jail. My mother went and picked him up from jail. When he got in the car, he called me. He said thank you and that he would pay me back. Thank you very much. I will pay you back. I promise I'll pay you back. He assured.
Is that what you said to Mr. Portis?
No, I do not recall any calling her. How can I call her? I didn't have a cell phone, Your Honor. I just got out of jail.
You have phone records of the phone that was used?
No, I don't.
He didn't have a phone.
He used my mother's phone.
And it would be easy for you to get those phone records.
Yes, ma'am, it would.
I'll be more than happy to wait while you have your mother send me fax to the court. Her phone records... From November 24th, we have a date, you see?
Yes, ma'am.
And there would have been a phone call from your mother's phone. What time did she pick him up?
What time
did she pick you up? Do you remember?
Roughly around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m.
So there would have been a call around that time from your mother's phone, right?
Yes,
to
ma'am.
You?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want me to wait till you get that record, or is it going to be a waste of my time? Don't waste my time.
It's not a waste of your time, ma'am.
Fine. You get your mother to fax to the court the phone log for that day in 2008, or get it from her server. That will help me make a judgment. Do you understand?
I have receipts, ma'am.
Receipts from what?
The bail bond.
I don't care about that. That's not the issue.
Well, I'm the mom.
I'm
sorry.
That's not the issue. You did not have a contract with him.
It was a verbal contract.
No, you did not have a verbal contract with him. You had a discussion with your sister. You never had a verbal contract with him. Now, if what you're telling me is that when he got out of jail, he called you.
Yes, ma'am.
And said to you, I will pay you back.
Yes, ma'am.
That creates an indebtedness. So far, there was no contract because he says, and you say, you never had a contract with him. Your sister asked you to do her a favor. You did her a favor. She wanted him out of jail. You never spoke to him. He never agreed to pay you. He never asked you for a loan personally. And you say it wasn't until after he got out of jail that he agreed to pay you back. Get me the record. November 24th, 8 p.m., there would have been a phone call from your mother's cell phone to you. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Easy enough to get, right?
He didn't get out at 8 p.m. because I was at cosmetology school. I got out of cosmetology school at 5 p.m.
Fine. What time was it?
I don't know the exact time, but I got out of cosmetology school at 5 o'clock. When I came to my dad's house, he was at my dad's house. So he had to be out before then.
So let's say it's 5 o'clock. There would have been a call from your mother's cell phone to you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're certain that that's what happened? When your mother picked him up from jail, he called you from the car and said, thank you very much, I will pay you back.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Get me the phone record. She's got a phone record, that would be some indication, right, that you did in fact call her.
Right, if she had a phone record.
Fine. Get me the record, I'll see you later.
Okay. This case will be recalled. Step out, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Don't ever say another word to me. I treated him like he was a son, and he's gonna sit here and lie and say that he did not say it.
You have his own family.
Yeah, his own family.
You have nobody but us.
And later today.
What else are you suing her for?
For the mink jacket.
That you don't get back.
Ma'am, that was part of the engagement.
How old are you, sir?
69.
How old are you?
35.
69 and 35 usually gets a mink jacket.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Chantel Johnson and her sister Candace claim Chantel's ex-boyfriend, Devin Portis, owes for bail money.
Now, it's a recall of case number 502 in the matter of Johnson versus Portis. Parties are reminded you're still under oath. Everybody have a seat.
Thank you. All right, so it's my understanding that you cannot get the records of this phone call. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's move on from there. This was November 24th. Is that right, that you got out of jail?
Yes, ma'am.
And it would be a fair statement, Candace, that Mr. Portis didn't pay you any money in November.
No, ma'am, he did not.
Didn't pay you any money in December.
No, ma'am.
Didn't pay you any money in January.
No.
Now, we know that your sister, Chantel, was seeing Mr. Portis because she got pregnant. And that didn't happen long distance. Is that right, Chantel?
Yes.
So despite the fact that Mr. Portis did not give any money to your sister, thousands and thousands of dollars that you allege, you continue to see him and have an intimate relationship with him.
Yes.
Right? Now, where did you have this intimate relationship with him? His house. Your house.
We had our own apartment.
So you lived together?
Yes.
You forgot to tell me that. My sister continued to try to contact him, but we couldn't find him. That's what you wrote here.
This was after they broke up, ma'am.
Well, when did you break up?
February 2009.
So you knew where he was in December and January and February,
ma'am. Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Why didn't you sue him?
He had a verbal agreement with my sister and my mother, and he was supposed to start paying in January.
He didn't have a verbal agreement with you.
He had a verbal agreement with me. He said that he promised me he would pay my family back if we bond him out of jail and pay for his court fees. His bond was $7,500. He had to get a lawyer first. Then when he got a lawyer, the lawyer bought his bond down to $2,000. My sister wasn't going to pay $7,500 because that was too much. When it went down to $2,000, then that's when he said, well, go ask your sister and see what she said. I said, okay, he didn't have his family. His family would not help him. I called his mom wouldn't help him. I called his granny wouldn't help him.
I'm looking for a contract with your sister. There isn't one.
But it was one with the family, he said.
There isn't a contract. You don't have a contract with a family.
So the verbal contract doesn't matter?
Yes, verbal contract matters.
He had a verbal contract with me. So I'm suing him.
And my mother.
No. Do you have proof to me that you paid your sister?
Did I pay my sister what?
All the money.
No, I don't have proof.
I really wish I could help you. He didn't have a contract with your sister.
Yes, he did. He had one with he told my sister that he would pay me back. He promised her that to our family.
I don't think he did. I think your sister wanted her man out of jail. Please, please, get him out of jail.
For him. He asked that.
You want to say something?
Yes.
Well, I'll listen to you.
Come up here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi. Devin had a verbal contract with...
No, don't tell me he had a verbal contract.
And he said...
Are you a lawyer? Are you a lawyer?
Well, no, but I know a little bit about...
No? You don't?
It was, he promised to make, he promised to pay the family back, whoever she found to get the money, he promised to pay her back. When I picked him up, he hugged me. Mom, I promise, I'm gonna pay back Candace, whoever paid, I'm gonna pay him back. Say you didn't.
I didn't.
Devin, don't ever say another word to me. I treated him like he was a son, and he's gonna sit here and lie.
And then when he didn't even have his own family.
Yeah, his own family.
You have nobody but us. And you gonna just lie?
Yeah. He was like,
she wanted me out, Your Honor.
And you didn't want to get out?
Just a second. Devin?
Yes.
I ask you this question. Yes. See these three ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I haven't heard a contract.
Right.
You're the only one who can tell me that you promised to pay them back.
Don't lie.
No! Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the only one who can tell me that you promised to pay them back because they can't get their story straight.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. And I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen to me. I'm dismissing your case. Because I don't hear a contract. She's the one who paid. She says that there was a phone call from him on the 24th of November, 2008, anytime between 4 and 8 o'clock, from your mother's cell phone to your cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
You find that piece of evidence, and you can come back. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Because right now I've heard there was a phone call that he promised. He hugged your mother and he promised. I've heard from your sister he promised her for the family. Heard all those things. So far, I haven't heard a contract that I believe. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. You get that proof. I'll see you back here.
Okay.
Otherwise,
I can't wait because he's going to look crazy.
Bodies are excused. He can't step out.
He's going to look crazy. How about y'all here?
I have nothing to say to him. I swear. I've known Devin. I've known the family and known Devin since he was a little boy.
She didn't have no contract of any kind.
He's lying.
The whole family is, like, controlling. They're lying.
I'm most upset because we treated him like he was one of our own, and he's lying.
I really am grateful that they got me out. They had a heart. I do appreciate that.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hudson versus Lofton. Step forward.
69-year-old George Hudson Jr. is suing his ex-fiancée, 35-year-old Eurydice Lofton, for the return of an engagement ring and a mink coat.
Mr. Hudson, you and the defendant were engaged to be married.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that during the course of your relationship, you gave the defendant many gifts. And the gifts that you gave her were gifts made in contemplation that she was going to be your wife.
Yes.
Including an engagement ring.
Yes.
Relationship terminated.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want all those gifts back.
I want the things that I gave her in terms of relating to the engagement and the premise of we getting married. That's the things I'm wanting back. I didn't ask for the diamond watch. I didn't ask for the ankle chain with the initials. I didn't ask for the shoes and the boots. I didn't ask for the handbag. I didn't ask for the underwear.
Mr. Hudson, don't tell me what you didn't ask for. What are you asking for, sir?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where's the engagement ring?
I pawned it.
Then take off the coat. Take off the coat. Look at me. Take off the coat.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. George Hudson Jr. says ex-fiancée Eurydice Lofton owes for the return of an engagement ring and a mink coat. Eurydice claims the coat was a gift.
What are you asking for, sir?
Ma'am, I'm asking for the engagement ring.
That you've got.
Yes, ma'am.
The engagement ring has to go back to you. Do you want to know why?
I asked for the mink jacket.
Shh, shh. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
The engagement ring has to go back, Miss Lofton, because an engagement ring is given in contemplation of you getting married. Historically, hundreds and hundreds of years, that's what the engagement ring is. It represents a contract between two people that they are going to marry. And if the marriage does not take place, why don't you listen to me very carefully? The marriage does not take place, the engagement ring goes back to the person who bought it. In that case, that would be you, Mr. Hudson. So the engagement ring you get back. What else are you suing her for?
For the mink jacket.
That you don't get back.
Thank you.
Ma'am, that was part of the engagement.
Nope. Mr. Hudson,
That was part of the engagement when I talked to her.
Mr. Hudson, listen to me carefully, sir. Only the engagement ring, not a promise ring, not a mink jacket. Is that the mink jacket you he's talking about? It's yours.
Thank you.
Your Honor,
so pretty.
Can I speak?
Shh. No. You have to know what the law is, Mr. Hudson. The law is very simple. You feel as if you've been taken advantage of by this lady.
Yes.
That she did the wrong thing. She might have. The law does not contemplate that. The law only contemplates contracts. There's a difference between a gift and a gift made in contemplation of marriage. It has never been adjudicated in any court that I am aware of that a fur jacket that she's wearing...
That's so pretty.
That, hey, is a gift made in contemplation of marriage because you said, I want my wife to wear that mink jacket, and therefore it's a gift made in contemplation of marriage. Doesn't work
That's
like
what
that.
It was.
Mr. Hudson, I know that it's very difficult for you to comprehend the fact that she may have taken advantage of your good nature. How old are you, sir?
69.
How old are you?
35.
All right. 69 and 35 usually gets a mink jacket. Mr. Hudson. And lots of other things. Shoes and a bag and a watch. All of those things.
Your Honor, she indicated on the cell phone on my text that she would give me the coat back. She said, you can have the coat back.
She changed her mind. It has to be a gift made in contemplation of marriage. The only thing that's made
was,
in contemplation of marriage, sir, is an engagement ring. Not a fur coat that you bought and said, I want my wife to look spiffy. When were you supposed to get married, Mr. Hudson?
When I went to told her...
Month and year.
No such date.
You didn't have a date?
No such date. This year.
You mean in 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometime in 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you give her the coat?
I gave her the coat in November.
Of 2009?
Yes, ma'am. Because she asked for a special engagement.
Never asked.
Yeah, I have it on the text.
If you speak again, I'm just going to throw you out. Where's the engagement ring?
I pawned it because I needed the money.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Then take off the coat. Take off the coat. Then take off the coat.
That's not fair, Judge. It was a gift.
Just a second.
He can take the ring
back when I
get back.
No.
But the coat is a gift.
Listen to me. You think you're smarter than I am?
No, I don't.
You think you're smarter than I am?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you said he can get the ring back when you get home? Is that what you just said to me?
Absolutely.
Fine. We're going to hold your coat for safekeeping. When he gets the ring back, you get back the coat. Do we understand each other? Look at me! Do we understand each other?
Absolutely perfect.
Perfect. Now take off the coat. We'll keep it here until he gets his engagement ring back. Then you can have the coat back. See how wonderful that is, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, ma'am.
Give it to him. Perfect. That too.
Nope, this is mine.
That's yours?
This is mine.
Matches perfectly.
Yes, it does. That's why I chose it.
Mr. Hudson, as soon as you have your engagement ring back, sir, we will return the coat to her. If you do not get the engagement ring within 5 days, you're going to get the coat. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just want to have a couple of words of wisdom for the man who should have a bunch of wisdom. You can't buy love. You can only rent it.
I cared for it. It wasn't about buying love. It's because I was showing her that I care about her. Immensely.
He frequented my job that I worked at, and he thought I was a very interesting, pretty lady, and he wanted to date me, and so we dated.
And in the beginning of the relationship, we both decided to date one another.
Mr. Hudson was caught sitting down the street from my house a couple of times, and that was a deal breaker. No stalking.
My father used to say that you treat your woman like she's a queen.
I called him. I knew his license plate number. I pulled up on him. I called him on his phone. I said, where are you at? He said, I'm in the bed. So I pulled back around the corner. He proceeded to get out of his back seat into his front seat of his car. Said, you're busted. It's over.
I went by a house, okay, to give some information. And then I just walked behind the car. She was on the telephone talking to another man inside of the car.
He chose me.
It never happened again.